Middle schoolers in Highland Park have been connecting to their past and present by means of some truly old school audio. In the first of two reports of the on the Luminous Project, Jennifer Velez reports on how history is helping kids feel safe in their neighborhood.
Old music is important because everything has to start from somewhere.
My parents, they've shown me the Mexican ways of hearing the music, and they've shown me the history of Mexico. So when my parents said that music is more passionate in Spanish, I've got conclusions that if people from Mexico moved to the U.S., they would take their songs, their customs with them here.
Vincent and Esperanza are eighth graders at Arroyo Seco Museum Magnet School, and they have just summed up some of the reasons why Charles Loomis created Spanish Songs of Old California, the oldest collection of Spanish songs in the Southwest. The eighth graders learn about Spanish Southwestern culture artifacts through a school partnership with the Achi Museum. Ms. Griffith, one of the eighth grade teachers of the program, explains.
We actually started the program, I believe it was in 2003, when we were with the Southwest Museum up on Mount Washington, and then when the Autry acquired the Southwest, they acquired our school and our class as well. In the eighth grade, the students spend the first semester training as junior docents. They work with Autry staff to learn about California history from the time of Mexican settlement through the time of that it became a part of the United States. I think it's really fun and it's exciting. The kids get a chance to do things that other middle school students don't ever get a chance to do. They work on a daily basis with museum staff. They get to teach and train and create a history.
The Magnet School is located in Highland Park, a working class predominantly Latino neighborhood with a history of gang culture. In recent years, the neighborhood has been experiencing great changes, with investors renovating homes for young professionals and hipsters who find the neighborhood attractive because of its proximity to downtown Los Angeles, accessibility to public transportation, and its walkability. Despite these changes, the students still don't always feel safe.
Sometimes I do feel unsafe because of a lot of bad things that they say on the news. Like, they say there's a lot of gangs and a lot of stuff around our community.
The school's partnership with the Autry allows the students to learn about their community without fear. Before learning about Mexican-American history at school, many students were not aware that their neighborhood had strong cultural roots they could relate to. Charles Loomis made his musical collection in hopes that the sonic culture of Mexican-Americans and Spanish speakers would be passed on. Here is Edwin.
I live by the Loomis home. Well, I had passed by there, but I didn't really know what it is.
Built in the late 19th century, the Loomis home sits at the corner of North Avenue 43 and served as a recording place for Loomis's collection. He recorded many of the songs with local Latino singers and musicians. The collection is a historical representation of Highland Park, which was founded after the Mexican-American War. A part of Spanish Songs of Old California can be heard on the Autry's website. Jennifer Velez, Annenberg Radio News.